Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Well, hello. I get to welcome my audience today all by myself. All right. I'm loving doing these solo shows. So look at me and Carmel, who you can't see, who's behind the scenes, who only I get to see, had this idea about doing these solo shows. So we did one and I had a lot of feedback about it and it was positive. So yay, let's do another one and let's talk about some things in relationship to mission accepted, what it is that we do over here, what it is that I do in my life. And so the conversation today, because we've just come back from our seventh carpet, you know, when you talk about the red carpets, the gold carpets, the, you know, the award show carpets, you know, we do this gifting suites for Oscars and Emmys at the Mariana Group and the Easy Way Network carpets and all of that. And we just come back from our seventh, and let's face it, justifiably so, I get asked a lot, you know, what is that like? What does it take? You know, it's quite an orchestration because I don't go alone. Like most good things that we do over here, at Mission Accepted, we take people with us. That's kind of the idea. And what it takes on the inside, what it takes on the outside and the orchestration. But I think most of the time that people want to know about something like that is, what does that take internally? Because it has to be an internal decision. So when people strive, or I call stretch, or I call brave up, lately even listening to any of my things that I'm talking about how, you know, bravery is love and love is bravery, and it's a conversation that goes on inside to do something like that. So I'm going to be as transparent as I can be. I'm going to welcome you to the show. I always welcome my audience because you're an incredible audience. And so we're going to talk about you as an audience, and we're going to talk about the world as an audience when you do something that requires you to strive and strive to brave up and do investment, like investment of yourself and the mindset. So let's talk about the mindset piece first. I think that's the most important thing, because you might have opportunities yourself that come your way. Goodness knows we have the opportunity. You want to come to the Oscars gifting suite with us for the Mariana Group, or Emmy's gifting suite for the group, or the carpets that we do. Like, you know, I'm not difficult to find. If you see that we're doing something cool and you're like, I'd love to do something like that, don't take yourself out of the game by you saying, but, you know, my book's not ready. This isn't ready. I don't know. I don't have the money. I don't have the time off. I'm single parenting, blah, blah, blah. By the way, I know the single parenting one. Don't do that. Just find out and inquire. I think that's where it starts. Your brave up is about finding out the information before you take yourself out of the game. Me and Carmel were talking a little pre-show about, you know, the philosophy, and we've all heard it. If you've been in business for 5 minutes or more, you've heard that, you know, who you hang out with makes a difference, right? So, you know, you are the best of, or the sum of, the 5 people that you're hanging out with. And I shared with her that I was talking to somebody, and the way that she was putting it, she's like, if you hang around with 5 jerks, you're probably the 6th. If you hang out with 5 people that are successful, you're probably the 6th, right? And I thought, that's super funny. That's a great new way to describe that. We really do pick up pieces, and we do pick up mindset for people around us. And I can certainly tell you that's been the case for me. Now, the hard time thing about that is when you're sitting in a place that's uncomfortable and you might go, I don't know who to call. not that you're hanging around with a bunch of jerks, but you're maybe your resources, your immediate resources are people that are at the same success level as you. And you're like, I don't quite know who to go to or where to go to. I think that's where it takes a lot of bravery when you see something or an opportunity. You might not know them or know what it's like or have had that experience. And you decide to make that call and just have that inquisitive, I call it like Inspector Gadget conversation or exploration. And then literally what I do when I'm making that kind of stretch is I literally sit there and listen to myself. And you might know what I mean. Or I listen to myself right after the conversation or before the conversation. Am I doing anything that I can see are kind of like my indicators that I'm stepping into uncomfortable territory? Am I telling myself that I don't have time for that call that day? Am I sidestepping? Am I running late on the meeting before? Do I have any thoughts of anything, whether it looks real or isn't real? And what I mean by that is, are you sabotaging? Are you excited? Are you, you know, how do you feel inside about that call? Because a lot of times when you're stepping out of, you know, uncharted territory, and I know that I've stepped out of a lot of uncharted territory. I'm just going to tell you, there's been times where I talk about this. I think I was talking about it on a podcast not long ago, but wasn't this one, about the first time I was about to step onto a red carpet. You know, I had put myself through a lot of stepping up, investing, the whole pay to play thing. People say, I don't pay to play. And I'm like, well, then you're not in business for yourself, because the whole thing is pay to play. But you know, when I made that first big leap from my first red carpet, and I had walked myself through that process of making that call, having that conversation, you know, working it through, comparing it to what was in the bank account, that wasn't equal at that time, right? Figuring out how I was going to do it, like, how was I going to make it happen? I had the conversation today. There's a woman that wants to come into the next 262.20 book. And she's like, I want to come in, but my bank account doesn't match. Let me go see what I can do. That's the perfect example of someone wanting something and going, okay, let me go create the resources. And that's usually the case in step ups. Usually you're not sitting with thousands, 10,000s, 100,000s. I don't know what your step up looks like, and going, but I don't know what to do with this money, right? I'm like, have you heard of vacations? No, but you may not have that. The question that I walk around my house with is, how can I? Like, there's something that I really want to do for my son's business right now. And I got together with the team and I was like, how can we? I know where we're at. I know what we want to do. There's a gap. Like, there's a gap. There's a couple of zeros. I'll say that, you know, there's a gap. How can we? And that's that same kind of thing. So going back to when I was in the bathroom and I was all dressed and I was liking my dress and my hair done and my makeup done, and I was about to go out on that event and go step on this, on the red carpet, and then a nice little goblin came along the side and was talking to me. And thank goodness I was self-observant enough of myself. I put myself through this kind of, you know, push up situation that I could turn around and tell that little goblin to go away in all uncertain terms. But I could recognize that psychological piece was coming into play. So I always check that out for myself, right? Like, it's not about sabotage. It can be about fear. It can be about not feeling comfortable. It can feel about not be feeling good enough. It could feel like be putting myself in a second position. It could be all those kind of things that kind of step up. And sometimes you don't even need to know where it comes from. So I have done enough work, and there's things that I do to inspire myself and motivate myself. And I think the big inspiration that I do to allow myself to take more risks is to take risks. Like, how you get comfortable taking risks is taking risks. And so when you get comfortable taking those risks, and that makes you more comfortable to take bigger risks, which is some of the stuff that we do, which is why when it comes to going on to these incredible red carpets, I'm like, okay, I took the risk. I know the risk. I know what it takes to go there. Now we open the door and say, if you want to come take your risk, which is probably a bit of a smaller, well, it would be a smaller investment and a smaller risk. It doesn't mean that it feels differently to you. The risks that I might be taking, or who knows, maybe you're someone that's taking risks that I haven't taken yet, right? Like, you know, I haven't had like a summit on a private jet. Flying, or, you know, let's do a summit on a private jet. Let's invite a bunch of people and we'll have our summit. We'll record it on a private jet. That just really popped into my head. I got to wonder if there's got a private jet out there that wants to do a summit, but something like that. So I might have not have done some things yet. And it's the same thing, like, where we go, we follow. And I really love that philosophy of our company anyways. We're pretty open door. You know, all you need to do is knock. But in taking those risks, that allows you to take other risks. And I think that's the kind of cool thing that we don't talk enough about. For sure, it's not talked enough about, is that I call it biz esteem and self-esteem. And we are pretty familiar with when we talk about our self-esteem, and whether that self-esteem shows up or it's high one day or it's low one day, there could be something going on in our life. Something could be making you sad in your life, and it lowers your ability to go and negotiate a deal. I mean, we all get to know those things. But when you do something really brave in business, and we call it business development, I really believe business development is personal development with a risk. I think what we do in our business when we step up and do things, I can tell you for myself that when I started stepping up and doing things that made me uncomfortable, including going to these events, and I kind of like these events because it just happened last week, right? When we were there, that it does build your whole persona. It builds like that part of you. When I say persona, I don't talk about an authentic image of yourself. That's just, you know, that's just not what I'm talking about. I have to watch my language on my show. I'm talking about the persona of you, of who you want to show up as. I mean, there's never really been a better time. Like when I go down to those events, I dress the way I want to dress. I hang the way I want to hang. You know, I get to be myself in those environments. And I think that's really different than, you know, maybe even 8, 9, 10, 15 years ago, where there was a high level expectation and a high level vetting process. And now most of the vetting process is around enthusiasm and excitement and how you can work with the team and what, you know, what are you going to bring to that event? You know, a lot of times people are like, what's it going to do for me? I'm like, I don't know. What are you going to do for yourself? What is it going to do for yourself? And I think that is what I mean when I say that business development and big business risks build your personal development and how confident and competent that you feel about getting better with yourself. Because that's the thing about entrepreneurship for me, is one of the things when you talk to entrepreneurs, it's a lot of times entrepreneurs really have a desire to be able to do what they want when they want. And I don't think that's necessarily, you know, the hours that they work. Yes, it's part of it. It's get to do what they want. It's what is their craft? What do they like to do? Finance or coaching or authoring. But I think underlying that, like the undercurrent, is that they just want to be able to be themselves. And I think that that's really a commodity that entrepreneurs are allowed to explore more hours of the day and not than if you're working in a place that doesn't allow you to serve yourself in that way. And when you take big risks, like when you go to something like, you know, the gifting suites for, like, you know, gifting suites of Oscars and Emmys and TV networks and all those kind of things, there's an idea that you don't get to be yourself. But I want to tell you that that's actually the opposite, that these circles that we've been in for these last four or five, like this is our seventh carpet that we've been on, is that it's actually a really cool community that, you know, celebrities, they're there because they want to be. They're there because they want to be. They were invited and they said, yes, you took the invitation to participate. You took the invitation to meet them. You took the invitation to, you know, have those conversations, and, you know, you're paying to play. Well, they also paid to play. They also paid to play with all sorts of things. So it's really a cohesive conversation and a really high level of respect. And I've been in some really big rooms, and I've been in rooms of, you know, people that have a lot of zeros and multiple zeros, and I can't say that every room that I've been in like that has been as open and as freeing. And I can tell you that there's something really special about being in a room of creative people that are creating, that have a high level respect for people that are creating. And it really, even for my son, who I'm just trying to think, I think he was probably 19, maybe 20, was the first time that he hit a carpet. And that was a big surprise for him. And I think it was a big surprise for all of us. From getting yourself ready for something like that, pushing yourself through, I think it depends on how much you're gonna play. For me, as the organizer, the orchestration of that, it takes a lot of behind the scenes work. I'm not going to, you know, sugarcoat that at all. It takes infrastructure. Thank God I'm a top performance planner, and thank God I have a team, or that I'm smart enough to not want to do it by myself, not want to orchestrate that by myself, and be able to delegate some of those things you know, let's face it, that I don't have the bandwidth to do everything. Now, I think the biggest thing in terms of organizing something like that is that that the person organizing, whether it's myself or someone else, is that for me, it's mostly I prepare myself to hold the space. And I don't know if I can explain that in a way without sounding, I think this is one of the most important pieces. It's important to have the money to do it, for sure. If you don't have it, go find it. I just had a conversation with someone that called me that I wanted to ask me a mentoring question. And it was in the world of design and fashion. And they wanted to participate in something. And I was like, well, how much resources do you have? And they didn't have any resources. And I'm like, go get some. Let me go get some. You know, finding money is the least difficult part of someone's world as an entrepreneur. Because if you need to go have a lemonade stand, go make a lemonade stand. And I think you know what I mean by that. Like, it's findable. Money's findable. But I think when it comes to orchestration and holding the space, so with me bringing many people with you, that means that you have different personalities, you have different needs, you have different wants, you have different expectations, you have different people that have different paradigms, emotionally, financially, goals-wise, all of that. I think as someone who's an orchestrator of a lot of people that have a lot of different, bring a lot of different things to the table, and one of the most important things to me is to make sure that I'm ready to be able to hold that container for everybody to have the success that they need and the success that they want. And so when we do something that big, I mean, you don't just don't hop onto that carpet, you know, insider trading, I'll tell you what we do, you know, we get together and we get together 2 to 3 months ahead of time to prepare everybody. Yes, everybody wants to prepare what they're going to wear. What's the pantsuit? What's the suit? What's the dress? What's the shoes? We have fun with all that. But really, how am I going to prepare myself as an entrepreneur? How am I going to prepare myself as a business person? How am I going to prepare myself as an author? What do I want people to know of me when I go down there? We usually go down as a group. So we work out as a group. What is your intention? What are the results that you want? What are the things that you can do ahead of time? How can we pre-market? How can we market? How can we post-market? How can we support each other? How can I facilitate for those things to happen? And I think that happens in a lot of coaching before we go down. It looks fantastic on social media. And I know that people that organize things know that there had to be a lot of infrastructure beforehand. That kind of activity, that kind of putting your hand up and saying that I'm going to come, and this is not a sales pitch when I say it, whether it's us or someone else, that kind of thing, you know, when you hear it just takes one, I think it takes 100 to get to one. And I think those are the kind of things that we do that are the one. It's that kind of, you know, you've braved up, you started a business, you've done this, you wrote the book, you wrote the chapter, you published the book, you created the company, you created the product, you created the funnel, you have a podcast, you've done all this braving, right? You've done all this braving, small, big, whatever you've done. You made your first sale, you took a sales class, you made 10 sales, whatever it is. And then it takes you to an experience like that. And that's the one that can push it over. And I'll tell you why. Because yes, you're going to meet incredible people. I just did a whole video on this because people are like, what's that going to do for my business? Like, if I go take a risk like that, you know, I'm pretty sure that, you know, George Clooney doesn't want to come to my coaching program. I don't know how I'm going to get a return on that, right? Hey, George, you need some coaching. I know some people for you. So how is that going to benefit me? And I think the best way that I can say this without being insulting to other people that have not braved yet is that when people see you making a stand like that for your business, you're like, you're willing to put yourself in a position that, you know, let's face it, 99% of people would not want to or feel comfortable or able to put themselves up at that same time that you are, that you become a beacon. You not only do you become someone that they know, they're like, oh my goodness, if she can do it, if he can do it, I can do it. It's very much like that. Okay. The second thing is that people see you doing something in relationship to really making a stand for your business. I mean, that's not a move that someone makes that's not serious about what they do, right? That doesn't believe in themselves enough to get themselves to sign up for something like that, get papped, do some coaching, get ready and mentally align themselves, you know, go do whatever they needed to do to financially pull that off and then get ready to go scale, right? Ready to go scale. I was talking to someone earlier before, like today, and they were saying about that. They're like, oh my gosh, I'd love to come. I wonder what that's going to do for my business. And they happen to be in a business where people do see them on social media and they talk a lot about this product that they have. And I said, all those people that have you've been talking to for maybe 2 years, a year, 6 months, 3 months, whatever, that have been watching you, when they see you take steps up like that of bravery, it actually tells them something about you, which, believe it or not, people buy you as much as they buy your service or your product or your book or your jackets or whatever. And when they see you standing up like that, it's really attractive in relationship to how serious you are about your business. And think about this. When people see you taking your business seriously or making a move seriously or believing in something, that tells them that you're going to be there for them. I mean, it's ironic, but it's behavioral psychology. When you see someone so believing in themselves of what they do, let's just use a coach, for example, because, you know, the coaching business in the world has exploded. There's lots of really cool coaches that do lots of cool things. So when someone sees you there and they've been contemplating hiring you as a coach and you're standing there and you're like talking to people that you didn't know, you know, the day before you talked to them and you braved up, and people know that that kind of thing is a step up. When you do that, they're like, she's going to be there for me, because you're there for yourself and you're braving up and you're taking risks. And you're doing all the things that they want to see those qualities in a coach. And they might read them on your landing page and read them on your website. And you might have even said to them, I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to this, I'm going to that. But when people see you stepping up for yourself, they're like, that person's going to be able to carry me through. That's hard to describe when someone's like, how's it going to benefit my business? I'm like, it's going to put you in a position of trust and authority and postured, and that what you mean what you say, and that if you're going to take people on a risk or you're going to tell people that you're someone to do business with, they can see all these things that it took, because it's in nanoseconds that they realize what it takes to pull something like that off. They may not know all of the things that goes into organizing, or they may not know what holding space means, but they know that it takes risk, that knows it takes energy, and knows it takes effort. So it's this subtle stand for your business and what it is that you do that really reflects back from doing something like that. And then all of the undercarriage of the things that we do. So we build this incredible foundation and coach people through that process, so that when you step out of that, you know, whatever you took from the, maybe is it a limo? Is it an Uber? Is it a taxi? How are you traveling these days? But when you flew in and you came out of your vehicle and you're about to go into the hotel, that's the platform that you walk out on. That's the one. So you're already, you know, 99.9% confident. And then there's that little, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm going to be on that stage, or I'm going to do whatever. And then everything changes. Like, everything changes. I love Irate Hogan. She's a super cool woman, and she's a menopause specialist. And she came with us to the Oscars gifting suite once for the Mariana Group. And she came home and she's like, once you've been at the Oscars, you've never not been at the Oscars. And that was the best way to put it, because it was like, once you tapped into that beautiful feeling, and it is, it's really beautiful, it's kind of enchanted, and you have that feeling, you know, all is possible. Because I didn't have it on my treasure map, and I'm pretty sure there isn't anyone that's come with us has had it on the treasure map. I want to go talk to these celebrities. Most of it's like, ooh, I would love to run into them one day. Or, you know, oh, I was walking down the street and I saw they were shooting a show, and I saw a glimpse of, you know, Hilary Swank, or, you know, whoever it was, right? Naomi Grossman or Kathy Gerber. And it's like, oh my gosh, I saw them. And it kind of fills you up, because these people are personalities. And trust me, if you think that we put ourselves out there, look at what they do. Look at what they do. So it's a great conversation to have. And I know that I've gone on a bit of a trail of it, and I've talked a lot about that one particular experience of braving up. But I think it's a really great way to show, because if you're watching this podcast, chances are that you know that we've done it. If not, just go look at our social media and you'll see that we do that. And that's why we go back. I mean, we go back because it changes and changes and changes. Like, what has it done for our company? What has it done for our business? I can't even begin to tell you. I think it's the repetition of doing brave acts in your business that puts you in position for people to go, I want them on my show. I want to do business with them. I'd like to interview them. I want them to, which when you go do something like that, it really opens the door to other conversations. And we talked about it earlier, sitting at that table that's going to stretch you, right? We always hear it's better to be kind of at the bottom of the table and stretch up and then help other people and then go to the next level and help other people. And that's kind of how I believe. That's why I put myself through the effort of holding space. Some of the things that I do to hold space is really a lot of quiet, private time before I go. I double to triple my nutraceuticals to make sure that my body is in strong stretch. I mean, this last one that we went to, we had the hotel for 4 nights. Our neighbors in the hotel had some issues, which really affected all of our sleep. And so I was really grateful that I mentally prepared myself, physically prepared myself, kept myself quiet. I'm on the airplane. I'm not like chatting to everyone around. I'm zoning in. I'm clear on my intentions. I'm clear on the intentions. I've poured into everybody the best that I can. And we go down there as this collective energy. And the more that you do those, I can tell you we came back from this time. And I can tell you that the people that came with us, let me see, their databases are full. They've got people to call and things to do right now. I know, because they're all like, oh my goodness, right? It's a good, oh my goodness. Like, it's a good, oh my goodness. It's a kind of a feeling like inside, like, oh my goodness, I think I made it. Or I think some of those dreams that I wanted came true, or I think they're on their way to coming true. So for myself in the background, it's just as exhilarating the fifth time, the sixth time as it is the first time, because, you know, you can see it layer and getting bigger and better. And as it gets bigger and better, you get bigger and better. And you can hold more space and you can invite more invitations. And the first time that I went, where I had this little goblin, like, who do you think you are? And now I can have, you know, I've had people that are in the world of entertainment and television quite considerable. And I can talk to them like I'm talking with you today. But that was a process. But from a business standpoint, I want to encourage you to brave up. And if you have an opportunity to either come with us or do something that you know is going to be putting you out in the limelight like that, even if you say to yourself, I would never want to do that, but I need to do that, that's enough to take a risk of doing it, because it changes your business on so many levels. Some are so subtle, you'll never see that or hear that until you walk into a bathroom and someone's like, oh my gosh, and they start talking to you like they know you. And you're like, oh, I don't know this person, right? But they've seen or they've watched or they've heard of you. Or people like, oh my gosh, I can't remember where we met. Or you're thinking, I don't think I met you. They're like, we met somehow. I heard about you somehow. That's probably a solid 25% of the calls that I get. They're like, were you on that summit when I was? And I'm like, I don't think so. And they're like, oh, well, it doesn't really matter. And you're like, no, it doesn't really matter. And you have those conversations. So I don't know. I hope that I've been able to explain to you at least one full example of what bravery is, because that's probably some of the boldest things that I've seen women do. It's the women's channel. So we have women and Ocean, my son. And we've had a couple of cheerleaders that come on there too, right? He's had people that come on, and we continue to have what we call women and cool dudes come on to the stages that we do, particularly when we go and do our network carpet. Then it's lots of women and cool dudes that we do that helps that. But that's just a good example of bravery. And that's kind of what goes on for me behind the scenes. And being completely transparent, I've had to go through every process that someone else has gone through. I started my business at a time where, TV or meeting celebrities or those kind of things was just unheard of. It was really unheard of. So there's been a lot of braving that has to happen. But I can honestly say that there hasn't been a brave up that I've done that was like, shouldn't have done that. And I think that a lot of my business has been putting the cart before the horse, meaning like I didn't have the skills to do it till I learned the skill. I didn't have the money to do it until the day before I needed to buy my ticket. There's lots of that. But that becomes part of the fun, ironically. That becomes part of the fun. And I hope that was helpful. And I invite you, if you ever want to have a conversation about braving up, whatever that looks like to you. We do pretty brave stuff over here at Mission Accepted. I'd say that bravery is probably should be one of our hashtags. We do it so much internally and as a team. It's like the infrastructure team for other people to have growth. So we've had to do obviously a lot of braving up and change. And as you, the world is starting to get more braver in terms of entrepreneurship. You push companies like us to grow and change and stay as this differentiator, which means we're incorporating new systems and new ideas all the time. So the culture and the movement of entrepreneurship has really expanded. What we need to do to stay on top of that, to be able to offer this great platform and these great services and this great safety net for you to be able to learn, grow, and, you know, stand up. I kind of think of a giraffe, you know, a giraffe has wobbly legs and then it gets stable and then it, you know, tall and up it starts, you know, running across the Sahara Desert. And are they in the Sahara Desert? I don't know. Did I just make fun of myself? I don't know where the giraffes are, but it's like that. Anyways, I wrapped up a couple of times, but you do have an invitation to come and talk and chat and hang out with us. So I appreciate you as an audience. I hope there was some value in there for you. And, you know, you can make fun of me if you like. You're like, I can't believe that she did that. I can't believe that she said that. So the sixth person that you want to be in your group is the sixth person of being someone around people that are successful and going for it. Because even in the fumble on your way to being success, it's so much better than being the sixth person of someone who's sitting around going, I wish I had. So with that, love and peace. Be well, stay groovy, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.